This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The death of local news, maybe long, slow terminal illness is a better description, has been a well-reported story over the past decade or more. It's bad news for journalism, it's bad for those communities, and in the long run, it's bad for democracy. And it's especially bad in print. Years of corporate cost-cutting have stripped local newspapers and left people, especially those in rural parts of the country, less informed. But one small paper, one very small paper in southern New Mexico, is bucking that trend. Marketplace's Savannah Marr brings us a rare story of growth in print media.
The Deming Headlights office shares a downtown block with a barber, a hearing aid supplier, and a quinceañera dress shop. In the wee hours of the morning, Nick Seibel is there to deliver the Friday edition.
1,000 beautiful papers.
On the front page is a photo of a beaming 11-year-old entrepreneur from Deming who sells pastries.
Who is in a national competition, the Cake Boss contest.
Plus, stories about an ethics complaint against a local politician, high school sports.
We've got, you know, girls basketball, boys basketball, wrestling.
The twice-weekly headlight is actually printed in Sierra Vista, Arizona, then trucked to a midway point where Seibel picked up the papers this morning. It's not even 4 a.m., and he's driven over 200 miles because his delivery guy is out sick.
Stuff like this happens a lot, and I often think, man, it would be amazing if I could just be a publisher.
Seibel says he bought the Deming headlight for cheap from its corporate owner, Gannett, in October of 2022. He's been running it alongside another small-town southern New Mexico paper, the Silver City Daily Press, which he's owned for about a decade.
I thought going in, you know, I did this with the Daily Press. Like, I know what I'm getting into.
He did not know what he was getting into. Under Gannett, the Deming headlight had become what Seibel calls a ghost paper. No physical newsroom, just one local reporter covering a town of around 15,000 people.
Newspapers are a habit. It's part of your day. You know, it's part of the rhythm of your life.
And a lot of Demingites had ditched that part of their routine.
I was probably on the verge of becoming a non-subscriber when it sold.
Longtime subscriber Linda Cooper saw improvement under the new local owner, and the news staff grew to three. She wanted to show her support, but
I hadn't gotten a bill since it had changed ownership.
So she stopped by the downtown office to pay up. The staff told her they were behind and needed someone to manage billing and subscriptions.
I said, I ran a bank for 40 years. I can answer a phone. So that's what I did.
Deming Headlight, this is Linda. Can I help you?
But subscription sales are just part of the headlight's revenue picture.
You know, we're trying to bring back the advertisers that were lost with Gannett.
General Manager Debbie Troyer tries to convince local businesses that in a place like Deming, print is not dead.
We have a lot of seniors, you know, they like to hold the paper. And we happen to live in a county where a lot of people don't have internet coverage.
Here's the other part of Troyer's sales pitch. She says this town, just 30 miles north of the U.S. border with Mexico, needs a local news source.
We're a border town. Things happen down here. I mean, if you have a friend that's a Democrat and you're a Republican, you know that you're both getting polar opposite information on Facebook. If you want the truth, you need to support the paper.
This past September, as the headlight was closing in on a year under local ownership, publisher Nick Seibel says subscription and ad sales had grown, but not enough.
The people of Deming need to at least know. Otherwise, they're just going to wake up one morning, the paper's not going to show up, and that's not a fair thing to do to anyone.
He wrote a column warning that the paper was going under.
There was a big outpouring of support.
The headlight started hitting its break-even ad sales number every week. It went from 250 subscribers to 400.
And anytime you can say you're growing subscriptions at a newspaper in 2023, that's a good thing to be able to say.
Seibel says revenue isn't where it needs to be, but it's moving towards sustainability. In Deming and a lot of small towns, he says there's still a place and a market for a community newspaper. In Deming, New Mexico, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.